today's episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Anna Spice.
And I'm Denise and Nice. Woo! Okay, today's episode is just about us. It's okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, for those
I see the title already panic.
Why?
Because today Denise will tell me about how much I'm changing. I don't want to hear all that. Because my team being panicking about my changing, you know? Because they like, oh my god, you're just more difficult now.
Then you know what I will say to the team? Keep up. You just need to keep up, that's all. Keep up.
Come on, I'm a lovely boss, okay? I just picky a bit because as a job, you need to keep everything in
view. No, there's a certain standards, right? As a leader, you have to have certain standards. And the things about leader is that you yourself has higher standards than that for yourself.
Yeah.
So the standards she has for you is very, very low for
very
her.
Very low for me.
Okay, please. If you say you want to be leader like me and you say now her standard for you is too high, please, it's very low. Okay, now the conversation is over for the team. Yeah. All right. I know this is not live, but feel free to leave the comments below as we talk about. Okay, so basically for today's episode, right, I'm going to talk a little bit about how I see Anne has changed and she will do the same for me. How I have changed. If you are watching this, when you are watching this, just drop a comment down below because you have been with us for 2 years plus or new or whatever it is. Let us know what you think about it, how we have changed, whether it's Anne, whether it's me. Maybe we changed to become prettier, more gorgeous. Okay, yeah. Please feel free to say that. Okay, also. Okay, you want to go first or I go first?
You go first. I want to hear first so I can learn something.
This is something else that I learned from leaders, okay? They will always hear before they talk.
Yeah.
Okay, when you go negotiation, also do the same. Don't talk first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talk, then you wait. Sometimes if you wait, they talk some more, you know? And then you wait some more, they talk some more. So you have more and more things to attack them with. Okay, not just gonna attack me, but this is a habit for her now. Yeah. So being the non-leader that I am, I will talk first. For Anna, I think the biggest change I've seen from you, I will start with the big one first, okay? Of course, she has grown in terms of her capacity, in terms of her... I think she has let go of a lot of things in life. When I first met her, she has already let go of a lot of things in life. Because, let's just be frank, if you want to be an exceptional leader, you want to be an exceptional businesswoman, exceptional entrepreneur, the more exceptional you want to be, the more you have to sacrifice. Okay, it's very plain and simple because you only have 24 hours a day, full stop. Okay, so for her, when I first met her, she already let go of a lot of things in life. Not let go as in give up, but because she's using the energy and time and focus for something else. And now she has let go even more, I think. Her capacity has become even bigger to take in all the shit that's being given to her. Because the higher you climb, the more shit is coming to you. Okay? This is how it goes. Okay, so anyway, this is one of the changes I've seen. And then the biggest change I've seen is how you have grown as a woman. Because for those of you guys in front of the as our audience, if you don't know, the relationship between Anne and I is very woman to woman. We don't really talk about like business or like entrepreneur. She has other friends for that. I am the woman partner. Okay. So I've seen her grown as a woman. You remember like a flower, right?
Yeah.
Last time she's like a rose that is so scared of being hurt that she has many thorns. Okay. If you go near, okay. Right or not? You have to go through. I don't know whether she sees this, but as an observer, you know, as an observer, you see a lot more.
Right? Of course.
And then she will put many thorns along the way to her. So it's not just her has many thorns. Okay, as you grow closer and closer, it's more and more thorns. Okay, you have to
walk. The word made is a balloon.
Well, if it's a balloon, then the balloon will never reach you.
The sticker to cover one more hole. Another hole.
Yeah. You will never reach her.
Make sure the air save her life from my
Okay. We'll never reach her. Okay. So this is, I think last time you were very prickly as a woman, not as a person, but as a woman. And then now you have grown to the point where you are confident enough of recovering from any hurt. This is a new type of confidence that I see, of recovering from any hurt that you get, so that you are willing to let go of the thorns. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Where she has, because last time she's very strong, but she is still afraid of getting hurt. And we all are. But now she has a new and bigger confidence for healing from that hurt very quickly. So she is willing to let go of her protection. Not that she will accept stupid men at least, okay? It's not what I mean. But what I mean is she's now more, she's stronger, like, but also softer. Yeah. I don't know how
it's mean goes. Like I'm allow other people to hurt me and I'm also ready to get recovering from that without
very quickly.
Without damage myself or beat myself up or blame other.
That is the biggest change I've seen as a woman.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I think that's a test that universe try to
make you
I
learn.
Think it's like a final test, I feel, from the universe to tell me that, okay, she ready. This lesson she done.
Chapter,
she don't need to go back this
next
lesson
chapter,
anymore.
Next chapter.
Let's go to the next chapter.
Yeah, that one I agree with you.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
Yeah. So, it's mean like, if tonight I'm going to go out and I fall in love with someone and tomorrow he heartbreak me again, I doesn't scare anymore.
Yeah,
basically, that's what the name is trying to say.
Yes, welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. I can bounce my father's faster than you can say go, man. We have different strengths. She bounced back from other things faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bounced back from
finance.
Finance, from the shit hit the fan kind of situation.
Like business wise, because she has so much experience dealing with shit every day.
I think that's what the niece favorite when she comes to see me for every Tuesday for spy and night. She was like,
I can smell different kind of shit.
I said,
coming.
Okay, tell me, what's the week again? What new shit happened with your business? And I will start, you know, this. I'm like, okay, let's go to spy and night. But she has to deal with that everywhere. I think now she understands, like.
But it's good, it's good. It's
yeah.
Good.
And we just joke about that. Like, after this recording, we will go for a party. And the last time I have a party
was with me.
It's with Denise. But even in your birthday,
really
it's not even a party, it's just a dinner. I'll book it this way. It's my freaking birthday last year. You guys will say, but I saw you go out sometime, you know. I say, yeah. I go out for work.
It's different.
And when you go dinner for work, it's different.
You have to put your brains on.
It is. You can sit in the most gorgeous, nice dinner with investor, with rich people, but there you're not.
Enjoy.
I would say you enjoy a different way. You enjoy
the
business part.
But
you enjoy
relax,
the conversation. But you're not in the brain or completely think nothing. You know what I mean? So, and I told Denise, I just told her, like, you want to see my schedule? Until September, I don't even have time to party.
I told her no. I said, I'm not your assistant. I don't need to see your schedule.
After this recording, let's go and give me some, like, don't have to think anything. I just need a few hours of don't think anything.
We will help you.
Yeah, I just need that, you know?
I know who is coming tonight. We will help you vigorously.
That's...
It sounds a bit scary now.
Yeah.
We will help you vigorously.
Yeah. So that's a bigger chain I have. What else? What's another chain I have?
I think the biggest change is as a woman, no? You I feel like last time you were rose like this, right? Many thorns, and then the rose is like that, the face is like that one. You know?
I'm also glad that I'm past the exam from universe.
I think so. And that's why
because
you got
that's
the
last
lesson again and again.
Yeah. And that's the last piece of missing in my life, I think. I'm not saying that the elegant way, but I think I almost in every part of my life I'm mastery of managing. Right. And this is the last place of managing, of allowing. Willing to be myself and be vulnerable and be sad and be pain and be hurt and be let everybody around me to see another side of me, the side of a leader.
Yes.
And still love myself again.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Love, I think that one is very important.
Yeah.
It's the time you spend. That was the biggest. This is something else. And this is something else that I've learned from you. I wouldn't say it's a change, lah, but it's something that I've learned from you. I always talk about consistency, so that one's done with it.
Mm.
It's something else that I learned from you. How to be stingy with your time, but generous at the same time. How do I put it? It's like you are very generous with your time to people who has been with you long enough to earn the right to your time. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
For those people who are not there yet, you are very stingy. And that is something that I am learning also. So actually when she replies me very quickly, I know it's intentional on her part. She thinks, okay, Denise is important enough at this point for me to, or whatever she's saying is important enough for me to reply her, to take time out, because I know she's very busy. So every time it happens, I'm like, oh, okay, so there's something I appreciate. It's not I just take it for granted. If you take people's reply for granted, it means that you yourself is not busy. That's why you have so much time to reply all the zapalang, zapalang. Zapalang means like all the A, B, C, D, E, F, G people.
Even people send texts and now everything is my system respond one. I cannot respond anymore. Every day, if the information come to me, is already filtered by all my assistants.
Can be solved, we solve it already.
Yeah. Or like they booked out to the different department, you know, they're not going to come across the park to meet me. So it's like, me 5 years ago would just run a startup. It's different with me right now, run a many, many company, right? It's not the same. You cannot. And if like last time, maybe I was like, oh, these people change, you know, now they're so cocky. I text them, they don't respond anymore. Because I'm actually realized that I didn't add any value in their life and I'm not that important enough for me to be there with them. And I get it when you say that, because for me, it's the same. When I fly across the world to visit my mentor or spend time with my girlfriend in a different part of the world, people were like, wow, like, why you fly so far to meet someone? Because human connection is priceless. And if you already meet someone in your life that you have to nurturing the relationship because you add value to their life and they add value to you, you need to nurturing it.
Yes, correct.
And this is tech time. And you will never get less busy. You just get more busy as you grow. And that's why they say woman peak period of career is around 30 to mid 50, like around that 20 years of your life. You have to make a decision, right? Your family, your friend, or your career. It's true. Because at that period, men also is the peak period of their job. So do women. I'm in the place right now, like I come back Vietnam to the other day for work, right? And then like, I end work at 6 p.m. for after meeting my team. My whole night, I don't sleep because I want to finish my tattoo. And I cannot eat the time for my work, for my tattoo, because this is my personal interest. I want to get my
She's time. Very clear about priorities.
Yeah, and then your whole night, your team work with you. They just lie down on the floor and sleep and snoring because they were so adjusted from work, but at the same time, they want to be around you. And they're just so enjoying sleeping. And you were there and painful and all night cannot sleep because you want to get this tattoo. Yeah. But I don't eat my personal time to eat even to my work time. So don't even talk about people around me if they don't understand the sacrifice I have to make.
Yeah, have already made
to run a business. And I tell you, it's a very different when men and women run business. Men run business, people will say, oh, he's so handsome. Okay, even no matter how fat he is, how ugly he is, how obese he is. But women, when you run business, they were like, oh, are you the assistant? Like, oh, are you a sugar baby of someone?
You get that a lot. You get that a lot.
Oh, of course. Or like, oh, are you a sugar baby of someone that give you money so you can open this kind of business? Starting you feel offended, but after that you're like, fuck you, fuck off, you know? It's a struggling that as a man entrepreneur you won't understand, because you can dress whatever you want, you know, black t-shirt, one jean, you go all day. And you can wear that every single
your
day.
Casual.
And they even they cook a newspaper
you.
About that.
Yeah,
how simple
you.
He is. How down on earth he is. How good looking he is in just the gray or the black color t-shirt. Look at the girl. What can we wear? We wear too sexy. She look like a slut. I wear too conservative. See, all these girls like nurse, like you wear so smart but don't know how to wear. Then you wear to office, they were like, oh, why are you so serious? Like, so
why you no style?
Yeah,
why
and then like when you wear too comfortable, like you wear gym clothes to go to meeting, people say like you disrespect.
You're not serious. Yeah,
I'm telling you, be a woman and run business is a whole different ball game that you have to deal with. And people give you less reward, people give you less appreciate, people give you less compliment, people look down, people question, people judge you, and you just get busier and harder when you grow, that you have no choice, that you have to, you know what, my time is priceless and I have to give to the people that I know, they know me enough and long enough for me to don't have to explain myself who am I. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So
it's true. I agree with you. Last time you'll be like, oh, how can you don't reply me? Then the ego will come up.
Yeah, right? Correct.
Because you know the person don't reply you means either the thing you are saying is not so important,
yeah,
or you are not so important, and the ego will come up.
Yeah, but it's not about important.
It's
like,
okay,
come on, you want your friend to take
to
care
do
of
well,
you.
Yeah.
And you want to meet your friend when they're there. But when I'm with people, I'm present. Mm. Right? Like right now we're present. Mm. Later we go party, I will be present. Right now,
we will help her vigorously to be present.
Because even Denise comes just now, like sometimes I feel guilty because
okay.
Denise in the house and she know me long enough.
Yeah, I just go to the toilet by myself, I take water by myself,
yeah.
I want to eat snack, I open the cupboard by myself, I take my salad, put in the fridge by myself.
Yeah, because in my brain is registered, even my house is my office. This is my office. This is in room in my office, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have any corner of the house I feel like
not work. Maybe your bedroom, like that's it.
Even my bed, I just feel it's the place for me to rest. Mm. I didn't, you know, the best sleep I have is when I'm overseas.
Oh, because you are forced to not.
I cannot work because even my team texts me something, I'm not there to run to the house with the problem, or
I have no access.
Yeah, and I cannot take the fly straight away. Like, I fly, the farther you fly is the better, because you fly so far.
You cannot come back. It's very hard to
like now, if Vietnam have a problem, I can go to airport right now and fly. Mm. You know, it's
but she stays near the airport.
And my house is just next to the airport. Like less than 10 minutes, I'm in airport.
Yeah.
Less than 40 minutes, you're already in immigrant and in the next flight. And the part of you realize that and this is something I wish people tell me when I'm start my entrepreneurship, that now I'm jealous with my student because I tell them the same thing and they all fail, look at me like a puppy eye, like what the fuck she talking about. I say, trust me, your life will just get more busy. Mm-hmm. As an entrepreneur, you have to know to run business, you just get fucking more busy.
That's why I say there's no rest until you die.
Stop thinking like the entrepreneur mean you have a freedom. You don't have a freedom anymore. You have to add a freedom in the journey of the entrepreneur and a part of your life.
Mm.
It means you have to bring your kid with your trip to work and it should be normal. Mm. You should not feel guilt about that.
Mm.
And you should be feel okay if today you tell your kid that mommy have to urgently fly because we have a big deal that I have to sign. But you know what? When I come back, I will spoil the shit out of you, right? It's like a different kind of struggling. And yes, you will tell me, oh, you use money to bribe your children. Yeah, but the whole part of you guys go working is the same reason. You want to make money to give a better life for the child, right?
And the family.
And I cannot give her a weekend like a normal kid that she has, like her friend that she has. But I'm glad, one thing I feel very blessed is Ava loves her freedom, right? She loves to go by herself and I'm feeling
she's
so
better
glad.
If you leave her alone.
Yeah. She was so panicked if Maya tell her that, can I send you to BJJ? She was like, why? I will tell mommy, why? Is that mommy ask you to follow me? Can you at home? Can you don't follow me? I'm like, oh, she don't even want Maya follow her. Love it. And Maya, and this is just Maya attached to her, you know? She don't want. Maya said, no, I'm just convenient. I'm the same way. I said, no, it's okay. You go before me or after me. I just want to go by myself.
Yeah.
She don't even want her friend to see that
she's,
her mom
or
her auntie
or anybody
that bring her to class. Because for her, she's the one and only kid there that independent.
Mm.
And she want to own it. She want to make sure that her freedom is a flat that she like toss on the floor. That no matter who come, you just start only. I start 2 years ago. You know, that's what some. Am I correct? Or I feel wrong?
No, I don't know about the start 2 years ago part, but the freedom part, yes, we love freedom. We like to be left alone. Just tell us the deadline, what to do, what result you want, and then just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Just leave us alone.
I don't even check, like, and you guys will say, oh, you don't check her. Maybe she do naughty thing. I say, no, you check, but you check from far. You observe, but you don't interfere. Does that make sense? Mm. You observe and then you correct in different ways. So, yeah. I don't know why we go there, but yeah. Anyway, when you change, your life grows, your business grows, you just get busier.
Yeah, you will just get busier. Do not... let's just put it this way. When your business is bigger, you have more to lose.
Yeah.
That's when if you do not regulate yourself, like how Anne regulates herself,
yeah,
you will get more and more anxious.
Yeah.
More and more attached. More and more cannot let go.
Yeah.
And then that's when your business will come down.
Correct. You have to let go a lot of things.
if you want to grow, you have to let go of a lot of things. You should not care so much.
Yeah.
If it's not done 100%, ask yourself, is this good enough? If 80% is good enough, 80% is good enough.
Yeah.
Of course, if you do, you know it's 100%, but you cannot do everything by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. But correct. If you just happy to run a small business, 3-4 people, then okay, you can do everything by yourself.
You can. Yeah, if you run to my level, no. Yeah.
If you want to build a large scale empire, then you have to learn.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can just open a small shop. That's good also.
Correct.
Whatever works for you, but you have to learn.
Oh my god, I think tonight I will have so much fun. I don't know why I'm here, but I'm game thinking.
She's very, very excited.
Because I haven't been hang out for a while.
Because she has fun people going.
And I have to thank to my girlfriend because they remind me that I think you need some rest, you know, you work too much.
They remind her that she has to take care of her face also, her skin.
Yeah, yeah. I have like girlfriend remind me, book skincare, you know, I trust me, when you be a businesswoman, the only thing you think is, you guys would think businesswoman is money, but we don't think of money. We think of solving problem, actually.
Yeah.
And the problem keeps sent on the table for you to solve. every second.
Non-stop problem.
You know, like, it's just like, boss, this one how to solve, Hey, sister, this one how to solve, Hey, this one how, Everybody look up to you for an answer. And your brain is just like, skincare more important or problem? Fuck, let me solve this one.
No, but skincare is important. This is your job. You have to do skincare.
I know. Because of this. Yeah. Because of this freaking you too.
Yeah, I was good. I was telling her I started skincare when I was about 19 years old. 19 or maybe younger. Because my mom used to be a makeup artist.
Ah, so same like me.
Yeah, okay, but she takes very good care of her skin.
Okay, I need to teach you what.
So I learned 18 years old or 19 years old, I already put body lotion.
Wow.
And because I sleep in aircon room, you see. Wow. I even put on my toes.
I think Eva will take care of her look. She already very cautious about how she looks.
So you
did you realize that?
Of course.
She very cautious about like
we need to look good. Why should we look bad when we can look good? Yeah.
It's like, I can see her face when every time she match clothes something by herself, like she pick a like. That's a very good fashionista today, Eva. And her face were like,
of course. Yeah.
No, but sometimes when she dress up not nice, I will tell to her face. Is that make her feel sad?
No, it's okay. You should give her feedback.
Ah, okay. Because sometimes she match the clothes not make sense.
But she will say, but there will maybe come a day when she say, but I like it. Then you're like, okay.
It is still. She still wear out. But I still give her feedback that. It's not make sense.
Because beauty is very subjective, right?
Yeah.
And then for her, yeah, she will become
she will be better next time. Okay, yeah. Now it's my turn.
No.
What do I like what do I see Denise change the most? And I think what is I see the most is so when I know Denise, I think let's be fair to say this, she have zero interest in business whatsoever. Like she completely let her spouse decide in the finance, which is great, by the way.
Because my spouse is great.
Better, yeah.
Way better.
But you see, by book that as something that I would say that you throw that in rubbish, it also affect your perform in terms of micro business, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I will still remember when I sit down with her and she opened enough for me to share about all these things I learned about. Can I see your life for future? What purpose you have to do and all that? And she let me do it and I was like, fuck, now I know why we have to work together. Because her next topic of her life is extremely about leadership. And I remember I tell to your face, I say, even you don't want, you have to do it anyway. Mm. Because if not, your life will be miserable. Mm. And if other people who are not ready for all this knowledge, they were like, fuck you, I don't want friend with you anymore. How dare you say that? But it's like everything clicked at the moment you realize, oh, that's why you need to send her to me so she can, I don't know what she can learn from me, but I'm sure she can learn something from me that add in her life. And I think the bigger change I see is when I start with her, I just think of just every day, one step, 1%. And so many people come and live in my life that even give me doubt that just don't keep so much hope. Like, you know, if can do, is good. If not, and I think very simple. If the needs quick, I just shut down the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was zero expectation that how long we can work together. Mm-hmm. Because like I say, when you work with someone, if your expectation is like, hey, let's do it for 20 years, you know. If you book the goal so big, right, it will make the person feel pressure. And this may be something that I committed to, but the person may not feel that they have to commit to, right? So when I start with her, I just very simple. I say, I want to practice English and I want to do the English channel. I always want to do something like this for empowered women. And you're the only woman that is pop up in my brain because I was so impressed. In the first time that I go to the event class and you'll be the MC, and she don't even know what class is that. I still have that video in my channel. I just found that in my Vietnamese channel. I will show you. And that's the first time I meet Denise. And that's the time I know, like, oh, this girl is so fun. I want to do channel with her. You know, we can be good. I don't know, somehow I can feel the instinct inside that I can be a good partner with her. But at the same time, that because you scroll in her personal channel, you know, like everything she starts, she never finish, right?
Mm.
It's give you a doubt.
A few episodes I finish already.
Yeah. So I'm the person that when I start something, I finish.
Mm.
I think as an entrepreneur, that's very important. You have to finish what you start.
Mm.
Even you want to close the business, even you want to shut down, even you want to fire people, even you hire people, even you don't want to run the business anymore, you are the one who started. You have to be the one finish it. I don't know which way you finish. Even you want to exit the business, you don't want to continue the business, you should make sure everybody under you, loyalty with you, work with you long enough, have the right place, which means like you fire for them a better job or you fire for them a better boss than you before you even exit or step down to retirement. For me, as the entrepreneur, it's very important for me. It's very, very important. And work with someone that I'm not sure they understand that important is a risk that I have to take.
Mm.
But I sit down with myself and I say, you know what? Just take it every day in 1%. Just take it like you walk in the staircase.
Mm.
Just every day walk with this person one.
Mm.
And if the day that you have to stop, then you just have to stop. Mm. And one good thing is I don't have to sleep with her in the same house. I don't have to feed her.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to deal with her husband like her. I just have to see her every Tuesday. And because I already solved almost all the problems for us.
Many,
you know,
problems she solved.
Yeah, I don't make her headache about
The lighting, the team, the editing.
I say, Denise, I just need you to do two things. One is move your ass here and start do the video with me and fuck off. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't ask more, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think because I make it so simple and basic and no expectation. And even that, I worry, you know, like I worry like she may stop. But I like, even she stop, then I just close
what's
the channel.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, like for, and for me at that moment, I have so many YouTube channel that I like, it doesn't matter if one channel closes.
One more or one less.
Yeah, it's a kind of learning experience for me. And one thing about me that I don't scared failure. That's upfront. I don't scared failure. I only scared that myself didn't learn the lesson from failure.
And then I have to do it again.
Correct. So that's the only fear I have. But so far, every lesson I have, I learned very well.
Because, you know, you don't learn, the same lesson will come.
Yeah. Yeah. So So I think the proudly to say, our book, like, that's why I love about our relationship. We only look at the positive side of our changing. Mm. Because I don't talk about the negative, but I would say the part of other people see in her, that her changing is no longer benefit to them. That's why they're upset. Mm. But for me, it's a very impressed for me that we've been run this channel 2 years, right? 2 years?
More than 2 years.
And she's still doing it with me. And we still commit to post video. And we still commit to build our brand together. And like I tell her from day one, like when the day one that we go for drink, I told her, I say, take me 3 years to be where am I? We may need the same amount of time. Are you okay with it? And I know, but at the time she say yes, she don't understand what I mean yet.
Maybe after that she say no.
Correct. But I think after 2 years, I think she slowly understand it. Because for you to impact,
I think about 1 year plus, I understand.
Yeah, because for you to start impact people, for you to recognize that people, what we're going to know about you, it takes time to build the relationship in any audience heart. Mm. It takes years of years of years of years until, and sometimes they know you more than you even know who are they. You know, they will see you, they smile with you, they hug you, they talk to you like.
Yeah, then I'm like, hi, I don't know who you are, but
it is. So that's the feeling you also have to learn, that everybody know you but you know no one. Mm-hmm. And all this is a universe adjust for you until come to the day that this is your life, you own it. This is how influencer life is, this is how public figure life is, this is how your voice impact people is. It takes years to build, and I think the chain of the needs to. And she have high adaptable, right? She better than me on that for sure. But even you adaptable and ask you to do something, keep changing like this, I think it's like it's suffering for her sometimes. I think because it's quite boring to ask you to come here and just on the camera and talk every time, right? Mm. It's quite boring. After for a while, the job be boring. This morning, Maya tell me the same. I tell her, tonight I go out. She like, you get bored already, right? Because she witnessed me from day one that I start my YouTube channel. Maya is the one who with me from day one when I start my YouTube channel. Mm. She know everything from my video, from a shit. And she's the one who support me, you know, move camera with me, move lighting with me. So she know, like, I've been doing it and I love what I'm doing. But if you keep doing it every day, like, can imagine for her as well. She's the free bird, right? She need her freedom and all that. But she impressed me of growing.
Consistency, oh my God.
Consistency plus, I'm not sure in the rest of her life, anything that she's been committed, like really this committed. But for the last 1 year, when she goes through so much struggling, especially to deal with her loved one, to explain why she still stick with this, I think that's the harder part for Denise, right? Mm-hmm. I feel it. I couldn't help her for this because even that time she come, we talk, we share. In my heart, I'm like, this is the moment of break it or make it.
Mm.
And I hope that she can make it.
Mm.
And it's true enough, she make it. Like, she surprised me. I'm like, oh, so you don't let all this doubt you. So all this is something that people don't think is significant.
Mm.
But all this movement is significant when your family start doubt with you about your finance.
Mm.
Right, I don't have a family doubt on me or my finance because I already cut my family for very long years, also because of all the drama. But I have one person that I have the responsibility, which is Avon, that I have to make sure that she get fit, and Maya as well. Maya need to get salary to go back and feed her family, and because of these two person that I have the responsibility for, it give me bigger and bigger significant moment to realize that tomorrow, if I back to 9 to 5, these two persons still have food. But I will never demonstrate for them what is that to fight for your life is about, right? And universe will give you a level of test that you can handle, right? I will never compare what Denise had to go through for the last 1 year with me. Because if I compare that, I will like, that's nothing, babe, you know? But I think it's a very
at my level.
Yeah. But for me, right, if you tell me, maybe that my tolerance is bigger. That's why the shit that I have to deal with is bigger. Mm. And she has something else that she can learn from other people's shit. By her beside me and witness my life, also help her a little bit that fuck and it worse than me.
It's yeah, okay. Like I don't want to be a leader. Nah. You want businesswoman earn money? Nah.
I think last 2 years she with me long
okay.
enough.
No, like, it's okay. No, you can take this take.
And even witness me like that, and it would even go through all this together, she's still committed to continue do this with me. And I think this is something that, because this channel is just considered, this is like a baby for you, right? Yes, even you baby. Don't do much work, but it's considered as our kid together.
Oh, yeah, I really didn't do much work. That was the reason. I just have to come here and talk, which is what I'm most good at. No, is my favorite thing to do. No, is what I'm good at. So I come here and just no. Because her studio is set up already. The lighting is set up. She has a team. I think the lighting and all that, I can help. But the editing, when she first came to me, that was the first thing I told her. I said, the editing, I really don't know how to do. And I don't want to do it. Because I tried it for my other channel. And it was a terrible hassle.
Yeah.
And then she has team that does the captions, that does the cutting of the video, cut it into shots. Like, what else do I want, bitch? Right? What else do I, can I ask for? Come on. I'm like, okay, good. Let's just do it then.
So okay. I think the chain that I think I can feel now that Denise commit to this, which is that's what I say. I see the chain she have. And the next chain I saw, which is all the episode that you asked, like I would mention that's a little bit that the confident and the strong she have a different kind of strong with me, okay? You guys don't get me wrong. Her strong is different with my strong personality. Like her strong personality is still
is a bundle strong.
Just assume at the strong from the solid land. That will be me. Yeah. Anything you're throwing, I will be there. Fire, water, oil.
She's like steel.
Yeah, so
I'm
yeah. But for her strong is just assume that is a strong wave of water.
It's like water, yeah.
Yeah. Or the strong type of cable, right? You don't need the big cable to whack people, but you just need a small one and you tie it on the finger and slowly you tie it. People also bleeding or cut their fingers. Just as an example of that. So I say that's also a strength of strong that I can see that she getting better of it.
Yeah.
She had it in her. But if you ask me, the bloom that I saw is not yet when I meet her. And now that change is more obvious because I'm very aware one day she has to be a leader. Even now she say that, I'm too bad she have to, right? But her style of leadership will be completely different with me. But that's make her uniqueness and powerful showing up. I don't know how many things like we exchange to learn from each other for the last 2 years, but that's something that I saw her growth that I'm very happy for her. I'm very proud for her as a friend. I know we still have a lot of potential and also participation. Or what is that the word again?
What does it mean?
It means that like growth. The word like you know the bubble that we have.
A perturbation.
Perturbation. We both go through our.
Yeah, I can feel.
Extremely. What's the word again?
Perturbation.
Perturbation together.
I feel so stressed and she's gonna be like, what's the word again? I don't know. I cannot read your mind. Explain to me what it means.
But she understands what I mean.
I will come up with the word for you. The many bubbles. Okay, perturbation, right. Many bubbles.
Yeah. And you know what's the worst thing when you teamwork with someone that the growth and the change happen and they were just like, I don't want, you know, you do it yourself because that's also the different. So you personally have to change and then together we have to change together. And when the change come together as the momentum as a team and if your business partner not ready, like I will keep use business partner because just look at the business perspective. If somebody else come, want to invest in your company, want to grow, and your business partner, when starting, you both is the same goal, but now they like, they marry someone or they have the partner that conservative, they're like, don't take more risks. If you want, you just buy back my share. Never mind, I don't want to run business anymore. you will feel, even you try to understand the person where they come from, and a little bit annoying still come up. Does that make sense to you? Because if we take this investor in and we continue run this, we'll make more money together. What the fuck wrong with
but
you?
But he or she cannot see.
Correct. So this is something I'm talking about. Individually change and grow. And then together, we also have to change and grow together. Because this is the part of her life, and this is part of my life as well.
Mm.
It's a commitment that you have to be. You cannot be unreasonable anymore. You cannot be don't responsibility anymore. You cannot say like, I don't like to do it. I don't want to do it anymore. You're not 5 years old anymore.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, and I think the transition of that is beautiful for me to be witness as a friend. Because you can take a lot of things in life out of your life. But one thing you cannot take away, the experience you have with someone.
Mm.
And I have it with Denise. I have it with Denise to see her changing. I have it with her that I can't wait to see more, by the way. But if you ask me for the last 2 years do with her and the last 1 year, that's the bigger thing I changed. I see her change a lot. And yeah, we learn from each other a lot. We exchange a different kind of knowledge, but it's
energy.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of learning. Like, I learned that in my life, you know, I have a lot of, I have a lot of male friends, but I never really have many girlfriends. Like, my girlfriend is like less than few in my hand. And now I can tell you, like, maybe even less than five, right? So little and so on. How many are you? Four. One, my leader, five. But she my mentee, so not consider girlfriend, right? But someone that you can talk the problem with as a woman.
As a woman, yes.
And but I have so many men friends that I can talk with, you know? I can pick the phone right now. I can call any of my male friends who are entrepreneur, and we can just go on and on and on and on about the world problem, the business problem, the finance problem, and the money problem. Thank you, my beautiful. My daughter.
Delivery.
Delivery. You see, that's what I love about her. She very supportive me to do this.
She crawled behind the chair.
Yeah, she makes sure that her mom has the bubble tea because that's what mom wants.
I also have bubble tea.
Thank you, my love. And yeah, you here, okay? Wait, let me finish my sentence
finish
first.
This.
So, where do I stop?
About the male friend, the female friend.
Yeah, the female friend. So, she showed me a different part of female friend, that the way she can support me and the way I can support her. If you look for something that normal you're watching on YouTube or information in public, this is how girlfriend should be. I swear to you, we're both not that type. They're like, hey, babe, let's dress up. Let's do TikTok together. You know, we not that type of girlfriend.
We'll punch the shit out of her. She's like, hey, babe. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with you today?
Yeah, but we are the type of friend that like, babe, you want to come over?
I make lunch.
You want to eat? Or like, she will come and we will drink and we will talk about our deeper secret that we cannot, doesn't mean we don't want to share with you guys, but certain thing that we have to keep it for ourselves only, right?
Yes.
We can go to that conversation deeper and deeper. Or like, sometimes I will like, because I'm so busy, right? I'm not the kind of girlfriend that planning advance, like, babe, let's go to this trip together. No, I will like, babe, I'm blend this with my team. If you want, you can come over and enjoy, okay? Or at this hotel, this swimming pool, this barbecue, you want to come over? And she don't mind. She don't feel like, oh, so I'm just in your convenience. You call me over.
Yeah. That one is ego, people. That one is ego.
Because, like, for me, I know, like, this is my team. And you know my team. And you know people work with me. And this is my family to me. And you are my family to me. Do you have to justify your family that, like, why you come back home and look like shit, right? And that's something I say. This is the kind of girlfriendship that we have. Like, babe, I look like shit right now or whatever. But
no, I
it's
see
okay.
her when she looks like shit.
Yeah.
She looks like shit.
Yeah.
When I come over, she's like, bleh.
Yeah.
So then she just wake up. Her hair is like
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
And she's like, babe, you want to eat some food? Then I'm like, oh, you go wake up first. After you wake up, then we talk.
Yeah. So it's that's why I say, like, you can you can show your girlfriend not perfect part of you, and you still love each other and appreciate the moment we share. And the important part is you okay with the way I take care of you, and I okay with the way you take care of me.
That one is important.
And like we mutual, is it? Mutually respect the way of what you can book on the table as a friendship. Does that make sense to you? Because sometimes we want to expect more from our girlfriend. You should do this for me. I don't have much thing I want from my girlfriend anymore.
Why should anybody do anything for me?
Correct. It's the same thing. I don't think Denise need anything much from me that I can contribute to her world, because whatever I can add value to her life, I already do my best, right? And I think it's important. Your friend may don't need everything from you, but as long as whatever you do for them is the best you can contribute, is enough.
Anyway, I know her priority is to the world. Don't be so ego and think your friend's priority is you.
Correct.
Don't think that.
Yeah.
They have their own life.
And the dream I have is like nonsense for other people. But it's important to me. Right, yeah, and and as a friend,
and
I think
support.
Yeah, and as a friend, like we support each other on that. I think it's also the chain for us to grow together as well, because I know we won't do this forever, right? Let's be real. One day, rather we choose to stop together, or the world will take one of us first, mm-mm, right? Mm-mm. But I want to make sure that the friendship that we have is important. Mm. We don't promise it's forever, but we know that
it may not be forever.
The journey will go together, how much we can support each other, how much we can grow. We appreciate every second we're together.
Mm,
and right now, the chain we have, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I feel it's beautiful. I think if you asked me 2 years ago when I started this channel with Denise, I would never think.
We still here 2 years later.
Correct.
It's almost 2.5 years. Next month is 2.5 years.
Correct.
I also never think that. But then, just sometimes it's like exercise, right? If you give your brain time to think about it, then you don't feel like doing it.
Mm.
You get what I mean? You just make it like a, it just has to be done. It's like brushing your teeth. No matter how tired you are, you brush your teeth.
Mm.
Just make it like that. That's all. No need to annoy my mind so much. Okay.
But do you go back to the channel and you realize how much we do? You're like, hey, did I just do that?
I didn't. I didn't. The first shock, I think do you remember about a year and a half?
Yeah.
And then we went down to like a little slum, right? Not slum in terms of not wanting to do this. We knew we had to continue. I knew we had to continue. But at the same time, it was kind of like, I felt very drained in terms of like, I don't know what to talk about.
Mm.
I don't know. It feels so sian. Every week we have to come here, or like we have to do, like it becomes a responsibility. It becomes like a job, right?
Mm.
And then after that, I don't know how come I just like, okay, never mind. It just has to be done. Even if the content is not 100% how much I want to put out, if it's 80%, it's good enough, it's adding value, it's fine. Let's just put it out. Then don't have to be perfect, right? And then once I got through that, I was like, oh, then now it's, I don't know whether you feel it, but I think our energy is up again.
Correct.
So I'm like, oh, okay, we just have to get through that. It's fine. And
because that part is every channel have. And I think, remember when starting, I told you, when you don't see result long enough, you start doubt what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's most, why am I doing all this?
That's more where a content creator quit, right? Because if you really look down on the number of how many people survive and how many people success, it's just the secret that every successful YouTuber will tell you is mean. As long as you're in the game, you will make it one day. Yeah. That's it.
Just see who can last longer.
Because everybody goes through
the
same shit.
Business, right?
Yeah, like you will have family problem, kid problem,
lover
spouse
problem,
boyfriend problem, girlfriend problem,
own
mom,
self problem,
mom problem, dad problem, hospital problem. Everybody's life is the same.
Cross the road also have problem.
The only different why certain, like just look at Mr. Beast.
He only made it like what, 5 years?
Correct.
Years?
But he started YouTube from 13 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He said this. He said at the beginning, he said it's very interesting. Now that he's made it, people are like, oh my god, you have such foresight. You can see the future. You're so determined.
Yeah.
He said when he not
making.
He's
Taurus, you know, right?
I didn't know.
He's a Taurus.
Really? Then he said when he needed it the most, which is when he's most down, people instead of saying that people say, oh, you crazy, you do this so long, you still continue. You see, it's the same thing. It's just how people perceive it is different. That's why you yourself must have the determination or the conviction to carry on. To just like, oh, just do it. Sometimes, yeah, that's how I do it. I do it by switching my brain on.
Yeah.
Because the moment I think about it, I'm like, I will come to the same conclusion. Why do I want to continue with no money, it's no nothing? I just tell myself I'm here to spend time with my girlfriend, just talk nonsense and just see whatever we can record and add value back. Hopefully teach people some things, you know, in a different way. And that's how I'm like, just come on, just come here, have dinner, chit chat.
Yeah. You also go out and meet your girlfriend.
Yeah, right? Just chit chat only. It's just that the light is on, the camera is on. She's still talking, right? Yeah. Okay.
Same to me as well, right? It's that like, I cannot stop because I have a bunch of team behind me.
She's responsibility.
That I have to do it for them. If I don't do it for me, because if me is not big reason enough, that I should do it for my team. After I do it for my team and I feel exhausted because I'm like, you guy, you know.
You already learn enough already.
You learn enough from me. Go and get something to do. Why kids stick with me? Then I have to look up to, like, my daughter is also a reason for me, right? I was like, one day she will grow up. She will want to find information to learn the value for her life. And just assume that tomorrow I die, right? This is the only thing that she can
see.
She
has left, yes.
Yeah, so I left to see her mom again and again and again repeatedly. And how many parents have this privilege like me that to be successful entrepreneur and then do YouTube to record and save all this moment for your kid to watch back and then show your kid, hey, you know, at this age, when you're this age, I'm doing this video, do you remember? Mommy, look at this, you look so young back then, now you're so old, you know, like something like that. That would be funny, right? But that's what happened with me and Denise Lai, right? We will have a different conversation the older we are, and yes, it's,
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Like how we grow and how our audience will grow with us. Oh my God. Oh, it's exciting. God. It's exciting and terrifying and boring at the same time. My goodness. Okay, I think this is it for today's episode. This is a long one and we hope that you have gotten value from this. We will see you at the next one.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. See you at the next episode. Bye. Remember, like, share, and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise and Nice. Bye.